لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
Surgery. He is in surgical ward, so he has requested for dua. Can we recite a few times and may ujib all together? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman yujibul multtar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu assu. Amman yujibul multtar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu assu. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم اشف كل مريض اللهم اشف مرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين الصلوات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والأحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء. تفرد بالأولية والقدم وسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعوام حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات سلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كأفورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, when we look at the rewards that Allah has reserved for the good doers, it is encouragement for mu'mineen that they have to be patient in this world and make this world as a world of trial. Use this world that they can pass through and reach to the final destination, which is the honorable reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are rewards that are being said in Quran, and when we read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially this Surah Mubarakah Al-Insan, where Allah has spoken rewards for the Abrar. Abrar is a group that is from Bar. It is from the root of Bar. Bar, that means a deed, a good deed. Either it's a plural of Bar or it's plural of Bar. So there can be two situations that Bar is the one who is good doer. bar itself is a good deed. So there is possibility that it is from the single of the bar or bar. In both situations, the meaning is going to be those who are good doers. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرِبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ. They are going to drink from a cup or a glass. مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَأْفُورًا. A cup or a glass that has admixture of the fragrance of kafur or kamfur. عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ. That a fountain from whom the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to drink, and they will make those fountains flowing. So they will be able to make those fountains, that they will start flowing, and they will have that opportunity. When we look at this verse, brothers and sisters, we can understand that good doers are the people, those who have opportunity in this world to practice the good deeds. Innal abrar. This bar, it comes from a root that a person who is open-minded. You know, sometimes we use bar and bahar. So for a land, a desert, a open field, we use that bar. And from the same root it's been taken, bar as well. So the resemblance of a wider place, a wider desert, an open place, an open field. When we like to say bar, are those people who are open-minded, who have widened hearts and minds. Open mind to do good deeds. Open minded for the serving the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when these are the people, those who are always in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the second verse, for abrar, it's been said, ibadullah. They are ibadullah. So there are two kind of the qualities for these people. There are two names that are being said in the same verse. One is the name of Abrar. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say rewards of the good doers at that time, He says with surety, with confidence, Innal Abrar. So this word inna, it means surely. That when you like to insist on a point. Because when you like to say about the rewards at that time, you must have that confidence, and you should give a confidence to the other party that they can understand and they can believe about the other world. That is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to speak, so we can take this tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we like to speak to the students, for example, if we have a school, if we are in an institution, and if we like to speak with the students and we like to announce the rewards, we have to announce them with full confidence, and we have to specify the rewards as well, because if we do not, then nobody is going to be encouraged to do anything. This is one of the characteristics of human being. In the nature of human being, it's something that they would be looking at awards and rewards, and through awards and rewards they are being encouraged. And when that is being announced with that confidence, they are going to feel the confidence, and they are going to be having belief about that as well. Innal abrara yashribuna min ka'sin. So when that glass is being mentioned, you know, at the end it's been said about having a fragrance of kamfur. Kamfur is a plant that has whiteness in itself, and also it has a special fragrance. So it is used for certain purposes, but this resemblance is being given either that glass is going to be so wide, and second, that this glass is going to be, or that means clear, and second, that it will have fragrance, full of the fragrance as well. It's not just a glass, but it's full of the fragrance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say that we will offer with such honor to the people when they are going to be on the day of judgment, that even their glasses will be full of the fragrances. And then you can imagine that blessing that are going to be placed in those glasses, and the drink that is going to be given in those glasses, how tasty and how beautiful is that. And that is going to make the person that they can enjoy on the day of judgment. This joyous of the day of judgment is actually reward for the patience in this world. So there are two kinds of people. There is a group of people, those who would like to enjoy in this world. They like to take every opportunity that they can drink and eat whatever they like and whenever they like. So this is one of the groups. They don't have anything. There is no nasib, there is no hadh for them. There is no award for them reserved, because they have already taken all the opportunities and now their account has nothing. But there is the group of people, those who have been patient in this world, those who struggled and strived in this world. When they strived at that time, it's been said that ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This world is a prison for the mu'min, and this is paradise for the kafir. And when this dunya is going to end, that means hereafter is going to be jannatul mu'min. There is going to be one nar lil kafir, or prison for the kafir. If we go through the difficulties of this world, as Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam sometimes has said, mararatu dunya halawatu al-akhirah. Very interesting phrase that sometimes I would urge brothers and sisters that if you can read those small phrases that Amirul Mu'mineen has said, they have principles. They are small phrases but full of the principles. Mararatu dunya halawatu al-akhirah, halawatu dunya mararatu al-akhirah. That soreness of this world is sweetness of other world, and sweetness of this world is going to be soreness of other world. See, this is a simple principle that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that if you like to really have sweetness of other world, then go through those soreness of this world, feel that, taste that, go through the difficulties, and don't be fed up of these difficulties, because these difficulties are going to be changed to the sweetness of other world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserves. He is just authority. When he is just, he is not going to take anything back, but whatever he has promised, he is going to fulfill the promises as well. Aynan. Ayna, it's a fountain. A spring water. Ayn has many meanings. One of them is eyes, and another that is in the meaning of fountain. Aynan yashrabu. Because it's been said in the form that somebody is going to drink, so that means it cannot be meaning of eyes, it's in the meaning of a fountain. A fountain, yashrabu biha ibadullah. Only those who are going to be servants of Allah. Ibadullah, that means ibadat itself, the worship in this world, will have a greater rewards. When we worship in this world, there will be a greater reward for that. Aina yashrabu biha ibadullah. Worship in this world. Worship for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you can drink that pure drink by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadullah are going to drink. But they will have another opportunity. Yufajjirunaha tafjira. You know, today, I don't know anybody had that opportunity to make a fountain. Sometime if you go, you are the person who travels through that mountains, and maybe anybody has that opportunity, But there are opportunities that we see in the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They take a stone and there is a fountain. They have this opportunity. They know about where the fountain is and how they can make that fountain. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this ability that somebody can make those fountains. You pick up something and fountain is going to be there. You don't need to go and travel. A believer is going to be given this opportunity. Yufajjiruna, it's from the root of fajra. You know, when we say fajr. Fajr, that means the time that breaks the darkness and a whiteness and brightening comes out. A shining of the sun, it's going to be there. Shining of the sun breaks the darkness. That is why it's called fajr. Fajr, that means the opening or breaking something and getting out of that. That is why sometimes it's been said fajr or fujar. Fajr are those who break and violate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go out of the limits. Fajr is the one who goes out of the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he becomes fasiq or fajr. From the same root, it's been said, يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. They are going to break something and they will make a fountain and they will drink from that. So you can imagine that this is something to do that you can just imagine today that if you are able to make many fountains on the Day of Judgment, and any type of fountain, and what kind of drinks you want, because in Quran it's been said, whatever they would like, whatever they will desire, they will be given. So the desire itself are going to be fulfilled. This is not the world to fill all the desires. This is the world that we can wait for the time when all the desires are going to be fulfilled. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive our sins. On this Friday, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah include us in His obedient servants. May Allah include us in Abrar. Give us opportunity to make good deeds in this world. May Allah accept all our good deeds. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us from those servants who are going to be drink by the fountains of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah, may Allah reserve our places in paradise. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fid dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyaka al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طال البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Can I request as you are standing, please move forward with the salawat. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Once again I advise myself and invite all of you to practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we are waiting for the time that is time of obedience, that is time of justice. As we are waiting for Imam, that is the most obedient personality in this world. And as we wait for a pious personality, those who really wait for that personality, they have to practice the piety that they can see the time, that is time of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said in narrations that the time of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is a time of obedience. There will be no disobedience in this world. Every house in this world will be filled with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people will have only the belief in Allah. Let us wonder for that time, and let us wait for that time and practice piety that we can make that time closer for our life. And dear brothers and sisters, as probably you have heard, in Pakistan in the past few days there was a major disaster, not only in Pakistan but many of the territories of Kashmir, Jammu Kashmir, and also in Azad Kashmir, independent Kashmir. Both sides there were major disasters, and also province of Punjab, it was been going through the disaster. Around 460 people have died in the disaster flood, and there are millions of people, those who are being displaced, those who have lost their houses. Many of the villages, that number is still not known, and there are being completely washed from the earth, and there is no sign remaining for the people. So our people in that part of the world, they are going through very difficult challenge. I would like to urge, and as IEC has announced for the fund for this disaster, I will request brothers and sisters to support that cause, and let us help mu'mineen and Muslims in that country. Although I feel that the government of this country is unable to take control, and it's incredible government that you can see that in past few years continuously we see they do not have capability to rule the country. And it's unfortunate that every year that happens, and every year the people, they lost their lives, they lose their houses, and cities are being washed, but these rulers, they are and do not have any shame that they continue ruling country. If this would have happened in anywhere else, maybe the government would have resigned because of being unable to take control on the country. And dear brothers and sisters, as we had announced in the past that IEC would be giving service for the people, those who are searching for the job. Alhamdulillah, that facility is available, although not in advanced form, but we would like that if brothers and sisters should help, that we can establish that in a better form, and they should help those who have and know anywhere about the jobs. They should report to the center, as many people, they come asking for that from the center. So there has to be some sort of arrangement that people also feel this responsibility, that they should return toward the center, and they should inform the responsible people in the center that we can provide this service as well. If people other side, they are feeling that center has to provide this opportunity, why not those people who do have this opportunity, that they have some jobs or they know about their jobs, they should inform that they can help Muslims and Mu'mineen in this city. And that is really rewardable. Just helping a Mu'min, in Ahadith it is said that it's like making a sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Just helping a Mu'min, it's been said, it's like making sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And if anybody has been successful to make this help, and if anybody has been helpful for somebody, that other party has got the job, it's like being martyred between Safa and Marwa. It's like sacrificing the life between Safa and Marwa. That is how the reward is greater. So please feel that important responsibility and help the center, help Mu'mineen, Mu'minat as well. As the month of Zilqa'da is passing, one of the month of Haram, we are getting close to the month of Dhul Hijjah, and many of our Mu'mineen from our center and throughout America are preparing to participate in the largest congregation in the world, the homeland of Islam, or motherland of Islam, to Mecca and Medina. And those who are preparing for Hajj, it is important that we need to think about the secrets of Hajj, secrets of the rituals. Many people think that if they just know about a few of the ahkam and rulings for Hajj, that is sufficient. Yes, it is important for everybody that they have to learn about rituals, they have to learn about their obligations, and they have to learn what is something that they should not do during the Hajj. But at the same time, they need to learn about the secrets of the Hajj as well, as the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt is full of those secrets that Ahlul Bayt have described about the secrets and philosophy of various rituals of the Hajj. And that is what it's lacking sometimes. Although there are scholars, those who travel with the caravans, but at the same time, if our brothers and sisters go through the books, at the moment our scholars have written the books to explain about the secrets of Hajj. So it's really going to be beneficial and helpful for somebody that if he likes to perform Hajj, look at the Hajj and insights of the Hajj. What was the meaning of those rituals? And to make a Hajj that is meaningful Hajj. And also Hajj is not just going through the rituals. One of the most important benefits of Hajj, it must be a congregation, a gathering, that the people from various parts of the world, they get together with their social issues and social problems, try to discuss those with your Muslim brothers and sisters, and share your information from all over the world, that people, they can be aware. Alhamdulillah, in the past few years, with the guidance of the leader and many of the scholars, we have seen good progress in the Muslim Ummah by being aware about their current issues. But we need more. We need more awareness of our needs and our current situation. Another thing that it's really important to see, that America is planning with the coalition to go against the ISIL, or have a war against the ISIL and ISIS. That news is making headlines. So I just want to analyze and open your minds and start thinking that what kind of strategy America is adopting, once funding the ISILs and ISIS, and another time fighting with the ISILs and ISIS. So which one is the right policy? Is the first is right policy, or second is right policy? Which strategy it is the strategy that they would say that they are fighting with the terrorism. You know, from the 9/11, when we see this day that many people, those who have lost their lives, and unfortunately that was a major misfortune event that has happened in North America, and those innocent people of this country have lost their life. So yesterday was the day for the commemoration of those who have lost their lives. But dear brothers and sisters, have we ever seen any investigation taken place that how this event has taken place and why this event has taken place? Who was behind that? The day first when this event had happened, I can remember that the news said that Al-Qaeda is behind that. And before that, there was no name of Al-Qaeda. Nobody in this world knew what is Al-Qaeda. So then suddenly it pops up and everybody started thinking, what is Al-Qaeda? And then they started giving history of Al-Qaeda. And they decided that they would like to go fighting with Al-Qaeda. And then later on we found that Al-Qaeda are same Taliban. So they are Taliban forces, those who are being supported, funded by this government. And it's not me saying, but the previous foreign minister, she said clearly that we had funded Taliban and we supported them. And when they become like a problem, that we decided to fight against them. So you can see that this has been repeatedly the history of recent governments of North America, that they fund once and then they go against that. Now they are announcing that they are ready even fighting with ISIL and ISIS in Syria. So it's really strange that past year they were announcing that they would like to fight against Assad regime, to take Assad regime out, and they were funding, and ministry of this country, a foreign minister of this country, he goes in Syria and he meets with these people in Iraq, and he gave promises and promised that he would like to fund and give everything what is needed. So they made quote and go two coalition. One was the coalition, it was made against Syrian government and to support these ISIL today or ISIS today, although at that time they were calling that as opposition. So their name as ISIS and ISIL were not there, but still they decided that in a coalition of Western countries, they will form a coalition standing against the Syrian government and supporting and funding these elements, terrorist elements. Now again, another coalition is forming. So you can see it's very interesting situation. Another coalition is forming that they are going to fight against ISIL. Isn't that interesting? So in Syria, at the moment, do they like to go against Assad or ISIL? Which one is that? Which card they would like to play? So there was a card that was played few months back, and now they are playing another card. That means behind that there are some other secrets, brothers and sisters. It is known today, and even if a child starts analyzing on the situation, they would be able to understand that wherever their interest is, if their interest is in funding the ISIL, they will fund the ISIL. And if their interest is fighting the ISIL, they will fight the ISIL. But it's not really fighting as well. They don't like to destroy ISIL. They don't like to vanish ISIL. They are going to change the face, and you'd find that some other name is going to pop up. And that is going to be supported as well. Why is that? We should just think about that. I would just like to leave this question. Why is that? Once funding, another time fighting. Once funding, then another time fighting. Why is that? Probably the answer would be that in both situations, they are standing against Islam and Muslims. Once by funding, another time by fighting. Because they would like to destroy the countries, entering in those countries, and taking the land, sometime occupation of those countries. They have weapons, they made those weapons, they have to sell those weapons. So either they start funding, giving those weapons, giving those latest weapons, killing the people, targeting the people, giving new cars, giving new vehicles. So once they sold those vehicles, another time they will go and fight, and now they are going to take benefit of that. In both situations they are being benefited. In both situations they are taking their interests. So brothers and sisters, be aware that this is not a fight against the terrorism. This is again promotion of terrorism. And I would condemn those who funded these terrorists in the past and those who are making those plots, unfortunately. And if people, those who are oppressed people, even people in America, they are also oppressed. They are not aware of the situation. They have to think about what government is playing and what card it's playing with the people of this country as well. And people of this country are oppressed people. Their voice is not being heard, and they don't have their voice. They are not being informed. They don't know what is going on. And that is why they are taking the opportunity of not knowing, not being aware of that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah provide justice in this world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make a society that is society of justice. I ask Allah, may Allah give victory to all the people, those who are oppressed people of the world. May Allah give victory to the Muslims around the world. May Allah give victory to mu'mineen in this world. May Allah, by hastening Imam of the age, give us the right leadership and true leadership. Allahumma ajjal li waliyika al-faraj وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. With another effort, can I request, as I can see people standing outside, please stand up with the salawat and move forward.